Aber Joshua Dünne.
Mr. Shem, this evening, things which are negea to Hilcha Shachris in the morning, what's mutter, and also to do before Tfilah Shachris. Halachos which are negea every single day on a daily basis, and a lot of halachos aren't too well known, how easy it is to be nechshal. The first halach is going back to sleep. Going back to sleep before Shachris in the morning is something which isn't brought down in Shulchan Aruch, however, Nesid Agro brings down, and others that... There's an issa to go back to sleep after a person wakes up after Aleis HaShachar. Person wakes up after Aleis HaShachar. Be'etzem Ikadin, it's also to go back to sleep. Person is mechuyev to daven Shachris from Aleis HaShachar. Mikadin, a person should daven only after Netz, but a person can daven from Aleis. If that's the case, the night, every time it comes to Zman and Mitzvah, it's also to do something that perhaps you'll continue and you're going to miss the Zman and Mitzvah. And therefore, to go to sleep when it comes to Zman Tefillah, Mikadin is also. So if a person's been up the whole night, Mikadin, you're not allowed to go to sleep after Aleis HaShachar. From 4:55. When it gets in, it gets much earlier. Right.
And he wakes up while
in bed. Oh, so it's two halachas. One halacha is going to sleep, and the second halacha is if a person wakes up in the middle of the night, is he allowed to go back to sleep? So if they're going to sleep, a person needs a shema. After comes the Zman HaTfilah, even though, like Shulchan Aruch, Meshubu doesn't bring it down, but the Nes HaKelim, the Heidegger bring down from the Siddur Agrah and others that there's an Issa to go to sleep when it comes to the Zman HaTfilah. So that means a normal person goes to sleep in the summer's month when Alois is quite early, 3 and according to one sudden, the Loach is ready, not long after 1 is ready, Alois HaShachar. Even if a person would usually go to sleep in the winter, Zmanim, during the period of the winter, without setting an alarm clock or without having a Shema, in the summer months, if a person goes to sleep and it's already after Alois, you have to have a shema. If a person doesn't have a shema, it's also to go to sleep. Make adin. Doesn't an alarm clock count as a shema? Misvare das, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, that if a person has an alarm clock and switches off in the morning and goes back to sleep, then it's a shvach shema. The real person needs to know whether the alarm clock has an effect on him in order to know whether they can use that as a shema. Oh, so what happens if a person... That's when a person's awake and goes to sleep. If a person still awake, hasn't gone to sleep yet. Now, what happens if a person wakes up in the night, is allowed to go back to sleep after Aleis HaShachar? So, the Chaznish said it was mutter. It's mutter to go back. The Shaila is, why is it mutter? So too, in the Siddur Agrah also says it's mutter. The Shaila is, why? So I heard from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, who said over, I don't remember, but he said the name of the Chaznish, that was his own explanation, but the reason why the Chaznish was mate, the reason why it's mutter, is because it's a continuation of your old sleep. You're not starting asleep, you're part of your old sleep. Part of your old sleep, they never ask it. Like if a person goes to sleep before Alois is allowed to continue, it doesn't have to send an alarm clock to wake up as soon as the Zman Tefillah arrives. So too, if you awake, but you started to sleep early, you're allowed to continue it because it's a continuation of the old sleep. That was his explanation. And so that grows much from a different reason, that the reason is because it's like a Suda Ketana. A person is allowed to have a Suda Ketana even close to the Zman HaMincha. If a person had already a sleep, and it's just a continuation of a sleep, it's not considered as Ikka sleep, and therefore is allowed to continue. If that's the reason, so it'll depend whether that's the main part of the sleep left or it's not. If it's because of Suda Ketana, the person just slept for half an hour, and if he's maybe Alois is 1:30, and he went to bed at 1, he woke up at 1:30, that it wouldn't be a reason to be able to continue sleeping. So it'll depend on what the reason is, whether it's Mutter. According to Reb Chaim, it was Mutter because it's a continuation of the old sleep. Mincha Ma'ariv, we'll get to it this time, but there's an issa to go to sleep. The same halacha should be the same by Mincha Ma'ariv as well. A Shinnas Kavua is going to be also. A night sleeper is considered a Shinnas Kava. In the middle of the day, if a person goes to sleep, if the reason is like the says in Siddur Agrah, because it's considered a smaller sleep, if it's only a continuation of your old sleep, it's not your main sleep. So if a person goes to sleep in the afternoon, it's not considered your main sleep, it's going to be Mutter. On Shabbos, in the long summer months, if a person goes to sleep for a good few hours over there on Shabbos afternoon, says Rabbi Yashiv, that's it, considered a substantial sleep, and therefore maybe it's going to be also on a Shabbos afternoon to go to sleep without a shame if a person does a long run. Says Rabbi Yashiv, a person puts his hand down on the Bais Medrash, or puts a hand down on the table and goes to sleep, that's not considered a shinna that this chashash is going to continue over the Zman. Depending on every person, according to the situation, if a person sleeps like that at night, if a person is extremely tired, and there's a chashash is going to go through the Zman HaTfilah, then even putting your hand down is also going to be awesome. That's when they get to going to sleep. I heard once from Rav Moshe Sternbuch, he said, as Rav Eliezer Kamai, who was the Meir Rosh Hashiva, the Rav of Meir, he said he had nerves about this, about going back to sleep after you wake up in the night. Perhaps it's also a pidin to go back. He said, Mechodosh is to say in the Shmuzin and Chevron, the Moshe Sternbuch and Chevron, he said, Mechodosh is to say in the Shmuz, as Rav Eliezer Baruch said on himself, the way he grew to become such a Talmud Chacham was, where did he find the extra hours that everybody else didn't? He used to wake up in the night, he was scared to go back to sleep because he thought actually it wasn't nice guy to go back to sleep, so he was always nervous, he used to stay up. Those extra hours in the night, that helped him become the Talmud Chacham that he was. A background with Ikadin is if a person wakes up, he's allowed to go back to sleep. To go to sleep, lechatchila after alois, a person needs a shemer. To say Amir Shalom, that's already brought down in Shulchan Aruch, a person's not allowed to say good morning with the Shem Hashem before davening. That's only if you go over to somebody's house. That's Ikadin. You go round to somebody's house, or says the Mishnah Berurah, if you're in the shul, you go over to somebody to say Shalom with the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's Kilu being Mavasa the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're saying Shalom on somebody else, Shalom is the name of Hashem, you're using it for somebody else, you're not allowed to. However, if a person said Bichsa Shacha, if a person doesn't say the word Shalom, he's in, bumps to somebody in the street, and he says Boketov or Safra, Moratava, he says different words instead of saying the word Shalom, then Mekadin, it's Mutter. If Zichr said Bichsa Shacha, as he uses that lotion, then he can get away with it. Calling somebody through the telephone, calling somebody by telephone is considered the same as going round to somebody's house. It's not that because you go round to his house. It's, you've gone over to him to ask him how he's feeling. So you call somebody to his house, says Rabbi Lashav, that's the equivalent of going across to him in the Medrash or going round to the house, is also asa. Yitzir Lederech, when it comes to Zman HaTfila, is also asa. When it comes to Zman HaTfila, a person is not allowed to travel. The Gemara Darshan's a Pasuk, that if Tzedek Lefanav Yalech, if a person isn't allowed to go out for a journey when it comes to the Zman HaTfila. However, there are Teirim when it's Lidvah Mitzvah, it's Mutter to go out. There's a very interesting tshuva in Shevet Alevi, where Rebbe Avraham Entra from Antwerp writes to Rav Ozna. He says that his grandfather, the Rav Ozna, his grandfather Mashal Shiva, was always didn't understand what's the heter to travel before he comes to Zman HaMincha. People travel all over the place, and he comes to Zman HaMincha. L'choya, the issa of traveling is the same when it comes to the Zman HaMincha or Zman Shachis Yetzedech. It's the same halacha. Why is it mutter for somebody to travel when it comes to the Zman HaMincha? Writes back Rav Ozna as the reason why it's osa to travel when it comes to the Zman HaTfila is one of two reasons. Either the reason is because you're not allowed to do Asiyas Sarachov, you're not allowed to do your needs before the Tfilah, that will be fine by Shachris. It's a bizarre in the morning to start with your own Tzorachim before the Tzorachim of the Ribbono Shel Olam. If a person comes to Zman HaMincha, then that Issa doesn't apply, doesn't exist. If the reason is that perhaps you're going to miss the Zman HaTfila, says Rav Ozna, that if a person is traveling and he knows where he's going to arrive, there's going to be plenty of time, he's going to have a relaxed Mincha, then there's no Issa. So he writes to him, the Mashal Shivas, didn't understand why. He says, L'chera Pe'aloch, it's not a Shaila. If it comes to Zman HaMincha, if a person knows he's traveling out of town and he's going to get a good Mincha somewhere else, it's Mutter to travel. What's considered traveling that's also to do before Mincha is very unclear. We live in London, traveling from Stanford to Golders Green is considered the Yitzir Chutz L'Derech. You live in Manchester, you go 5 minutes out of town, 10 minutes out of town, Rabbi Tzin Abashol writes that you find by Bechas HaGoimbel and Tfilas HaDerech and these things, there's the Shia of Shav Vereva. He writes that the Issa of Hoy Chedorochim is the same thing. It's more of a Chiddush to say that you need to try to do so much travel in order to make it Asa. Whatever the Issa is, it's also to do it before Shachris. How much, L'choy, it depends every person what he considers to be a journey. Achil Shtia, when it comes before davening, is a new Issa, which the Gemara says. The Gemara Dashan is a Pasuk, the Seichur Al-Adam, that person isn't allowed to eat before it comes to the Zman HaTfila. It's considered, Kelu, the Gemara Dashan, you're pouring your blood al atzad as you eat before it comes to the Zman HaTfila. What's Mutter is it's Mutter to eat whatever is considered the norm. That means not eating, but drinking is Mutter, what's considered the norm. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that to have a tea, which in the days of the Mishnah Berurah was already considered normal to have it together with sugar, you like to have a tea together with the sugar before Shachris. Says Rabbi Yashiv that nowadays it's considered normal to have a tea together with milk, you also like to have a tea with milk before Shachris. The Issa of not eating before Shachris is really two separate issum. There's one issum when it comes to the Zman HaTfila, a person is not allowed to eat because L'Seichon HaLadom, a person shouldn't eat before davening. Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Zohar that if a person had already slept part of the night and he wakes up, there's an issa after chatzos, quite a chomodik issa, according to the Sfadish person, it's quite a chomodik issa to eat before shachris. That means a person wakes up in the middle of the night and it's got many hours to go, a person with winter night, shachris isn't going to be before 7, 8. And it's not this man atfila bichlal, but if a person has had his main sleep, then to wake up and eat something is not al-chatkhila. If a person's weak, or it's going to help him to learn for other reasons, you're allowed to. For Tanis is very interesting. For Tanis, Rabbi Vadi Yosef has a tshuva in Yabi Omer, he writes that a person wakes up in the night, and he's talking about the Tanis before Rosh Hashanah. So Shein Shukhnoch, that person before Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah, says the Ramah, also you're allowed to eat, get up early, and then there's no problem of eating before Tanis. Says Rabbi Vadi Yosef that it's true the Ramah does write that, true the Mishabur writes that, but he brings down the Chidon, a lot of Sfadish Achreinim who hold that the Alocha of the Zoya is a very Chomodik Alocha, and therefore one should try and be Makbid on it. Says Rabbi Vadi Yosef that if a person has an option of either getting up before Alois and eat a drink a bit and going back to bed, or the other option is to fast the whole day, he says, if you ask me, you're better off to breaking not fasting and not eating before Alayhi Shachar than fasting. But yeah, then it's getting up in the middle of the night and eating after Shindas Kvar.
Making it at night.
No, but making it at night only helps when you get to Kabbalah's Tanis. If you've got a problem with Kabbalah's Tanis, says the Mishabura that you made it tonight, it helps. But here's an Issa of the Zaya after Chatzay, it's not allowed to do it. Right, so Bavadja and his son and Yaakov Yosef also goes on those lines that for the Svadim, who the Svadish Apostkin bring down, that's a very chomodik gezach in Shubachayish for the Zaya, it's more important, it's better not to eat before Shachris, even if you got that before Aloh, it's better not to eat after you've had the Shinas Kvar, and keep to that din rather than to fast on these Tanesim, which aren't brought down Meikadim, Kegoin, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, which is a minig, except in Klal Yisrael, it's not one of the main Tanesim, but it's better. But as we go according to the Psakim or the Mishneh Berurah, and the Mishneh Berurah doesn't hold that around. Mishneh Berurah holds that it's better, of course, to fast rather than and eat before Alayhi Sashachah. But a person needs to know to get priorities right. It's quite a chomodik thing. So if a person has an option not to eat before Shachris or not to drink before Shachris, even if it doesn't mean before Shachris, even before Alayhi, a other person should try to avoid it. Not doing a person's serachim when it comes to this manat filah. The Seid of it is a Mishnah in Shabbos, the second Mishnah in Shabbos, which talks about when it comes to mincha, a person shouldn't go to the barber, a person shouldn't have, person shouldn't bath himself, and a person shouldn't do all these things, which there's a chashash, going to a tannery, anything that's going to be chashash, that by doing this malocha, you're going to be misasuk with it and going to miss this manat filah. Shulchan Aruch says, in Siman Pei Tes, that when it comes to shachris, you are allowed to have a bath before Shachris, and you are allowed to wake up before Shachris, because the Makor is the Rambam, it's not considered a shechtika thing to do these malachas before Shachris. Therefore, it's not included in the Issa. When Chazal asked to do these Isurim, they asked it when it comes to Mincha, and not when it comes to Shachris. However, it brings down the Mishneh Berurah, that the other Primogodim and others hold, that's only B'negeah to Rechitza and B'negeah to Hekat. But other Isurim, other malachas that says in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to do even when it comes to Shachris. One halacha. Second halacha brings down the Mishneh Berurah, B'shem Del Yeraba, that if a person was doing one of these malachas with Shemuta, it's only a heta when you do it before Alei Sashachah. When it comes to Alei Sashachah, even according to the Rambam, even according to Shulchan Aruch, that there's no Issa Rechitza before Shachris, that's only in the half an hour before Alei Sashachah. Usually we say Samuch Lezman Tfila, there's an Issa. So before Shachris, we mean half an hour before Alei would be Zman Issa. That doesn't apply when you get to Rechitza and Tesperis. However, when you've already hit on Alois, it's already after Alois, there's an Issa to have a bath or Issa to do anything which is a gzera that's going to be Nimshach. All these malachas that usually continue for some time after it comes to Alois HaShachah, they're all Asa. That's one halacha. There's another halacha that a person shouldn't be misasik with his sirachim when it comes to zman atfilah. Modash says in Brachos Yudalet, a separate issa, when it comes to zman shachris, you shouldn't do your asokim before the asokim of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Therefore, when it comes to zman atfilah, a person being busy with his own sirachim before the sirachim of the Ribbono Shel Olam is asa. What is included in this issa is very, very unclear. The Chaznish was asked, if I remember correctly, it was by Rabbi Dov Yaffe, whether or not it's mutter to make a bed before Shachris. Now, if you would ask one of us, is it mutter to make a bed before Shachris? There's no issa involved at all. What are you doing, Bechlal? Says the Chaznish, that you're allowed to make your bed, al atzad, as it's a necessity for you to do it. Al atzad, somebody else could do it. Al atzad, it could be done at a later hour, then there's no heter to do it before Shachris. Meaning to say that making a bed is also considered the malacha that's also before Shachris. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say exactly what is or isn't asa before Shachris. The Shel Avraham the Buchacha says that whatever is asa to do on Erev Pesach is considered a melacha. On Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to do those isurim are asa to do before Shachris because it's considered that you've done a pu'ula before Shachris. However, Mishabur doesn't go like that because Mishabur says you're not allowed to go to a shop to buy something before Shachris. You're not allowed to go into a shop. A person wants a pint of milk, he wants it for breakfast, he goes on the way to the davening, he goes into the makolat and he buys a pint of milk, and that's also according to the Mishnah Berurah. It's only mutter on Erev Shabbos, because Erev Shabbos, the Tzorech Shabbos, is considered that you're doing the Chveda Mitzvah. And even then, says the Poskim, that's only mutter if you can't buy it after Shachris. If you could buy the same pint of milk after Shachris, but you're doing it for convenience sake before Shachris, even though you're doing it Tzorech Shabbos, it's also because you're not allowed to do something which is considered pa'ula before davening. Davening has to be the first thing. If you do something which is a mitzvah, you can't do it after davening, then you're allowed to do a mitzvah before davening.
If you said brachas or...
Brachas makes it easier. Brachas says the Ramah, all these things become easier, but still not al-chatchila. Ramah says the... Pardon? He didn't even say b'chasater, he says he did brachas. Brachas may not mean b'chasater, brachas means you started your tefillah. Perhaps if you said a person said b'chasashacha before brachas, b'chasater would also be good enough. The reason is, it's not a vote of you're learning before davening. Learning needs a b'chasater. This is a vote that you're doing your own things before you m'shabach the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it's lav dafki b'chasater, anything which is considered that you started your brachas. M'shabach doesn't say b'chasater. You start your brachas, then you're... However, that's only a b'di'evet. A person has to try and avoid doing anything before Shabbos. Taking out a bin, one would imagine it's nothing at all, taking out a bin. A person posts a letter, you're on the way out. A person goes to a shop to buy something for his children. Says Rabbi Yashiv, you're buying it for your children, you need it, let's say, a limud of your children. Limud atayr for your children is something that you mukhuv to do al tzchinach, to look after your children. That's a heter. Or Chashokan says if a person goes out for panosa, that's also mutter to do it before davening, because the person's mechuyev to be mefarnes his children. Says the Pratim Kashanbrik, about it's only if it's a need, it's a necessity, you can't bring bread and butter to your family if you don't do this melacha before Shachris. But if a person has a panosa and doesn't need to do this extra before davening, then he's not allowed to do it. So making beds, or going, taking out bins, posting letters, all these things, l'choya is me'ikah din, one shouldn't do it before davening. Mikveh, or is it, pardon? Or mis chesed. Mis chesed is a great chesed. If Shem Zaman says, what? Shalom bayis. You have to be mazvit, shalom bayis.
You miss the bin.
Oh, so if you miss the bin, but if you mean the bin, then there'll be takahefset. It's a must, has to be done for Shabbos. If a person, so if it's a, maybe the wife can do it afterwards. Chesed, so a person, if he's in a matzav of b'di eved, then he can't do it, then b'di eved is allowed to do it. A person has to try and avoid doing it. Okay, so today, going to mikveh is a nice b'fin atzmoi before davening. However, say the poskim that even if you do go to mikveh, and even though it's mutter, it's a seichat tefillah, but then putting soap, if there's no need to do it over here, a shower. So the basics that a person needs in order to do, to feel comfortable in davening, he did the showers, the tzorech davening. For other person, whatever is considered decent, then a person is allowed to do it. If a person adds extra soap, but he doesn't do it, doesn't really need it for his davening, it's only in order to feel comfortable, then a person should take that shower after davening, better and not before. But then the other people have to put on. Others is dirty. So whatever's needed, if that's allowed to do, pardon?
Before
Shabbos. Good.